star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Sig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A bye week, which when we talked last week, you were thankful to have. How did your team make use of the bye week?
Well, I think we had a good week. And, you know, number one, it was rest and recovery. And, you know, we did get our practice in, but it wasn't heavy. And the players, you know, they had the weekend off, and we're back at it today in preparation for Rhode Island.
As a head coach, you've been doing this for a while, but what goes into the balance, as you said, of letting some guys rest up, especially at midpoint of the season, and still keeping your team sharp and playing at the level that you were going into the bye?
Yeah, I think every year it's a little bit different, and you got to assess the current mindset of your team, the state of health, you know, things you have to improve on fundamentally, offense, defense, special teams, and I think our guys have really done a great job of trying to do all the things that we've asked them to do. We're far from perfect, but the effort, you know, and the commitment and the focus has been there. So, you know, I thought we needed some rest. I think we got that rest. I think we got just enough work to kind of, you know, maintain our edge, and now they've been off for a couple days, and you know, we got to get back at it, and you know, then starts the day, you know, with the focus and the preparation, and you know, building and leading towards Saturday.
We're here with Elon head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. Now, when we had talked a week ago, you had some concern over possible injury with Malcolm Summers, and just kind of give us an update on his status.
Yeah, well Malcolm had a hamstring injury near the end of the game, and initial prognosis was, a pulled ham. However, the MRI on Tuesday indicated a tear, and Malcolm will have surgery this week, and he'll be lost for the season.
Obviously, a huge blow for your team, especially with the kind of season that he had been having. What conversations have you had with him and as a coach when something like that happens? I know you guys are used to dealing with injuries all the time, but how have you sort of addressed that with him?
Right. Well, you know, I feel really bad for Malcolm, and everybody does. And, you know, he gave us such a great effort and played with heart and passion, and he gave us a real boost, but you know, injuries are part of the game, and you know, we've got capable people. Malcolm actually got his opportunity when Breedland Cyphers was injured against Furman, and you know, he took the bull by the horns and maximized his opportunity, and so now this is a chance for, you know, other people to step up. We've got capable guys, and you know, we'll be fine.
Just as we've hit the midpoint of the season, wanted to get your thoughts on the offense in general. You guys have had the ability, and obviously Malcolm has had a big year, and your running game has been a big key, but Davis Cheek, especially as a true freshman, has shown the ability to throw the ball. Kind of give me your assessment on your offense to this point, and if there's going to be any changes with Malcolm's loss.
Yeah. Well, I don't see any philosophical changes offensively. Now, every week you're always trying to put the best plan together that gives you the best chance to be successful. And I think we've, you know, made progress as an offense. I think our offensive line has been pretty consistent, really, from the beginning of the season up until the sixth game. And, you know, Davis's development has been, really good. You know, I think he gets better every week. He's got great command and presence, understands what we're trying to get done. He makes good decisions on the field. He's a leader. He's tough. He's competitive. And really can't say, you know, enough about him. And we've had some high scoring games, and we've had some games where we started fast and hit a lull. And I think, you know, as a coach, I think we're all sort of in the same boat. You're always striving to play four really good quarters. And you know, I think that's where we are offensively. Is, you know, when we start fast, you know, we've got to finish strong, and there have been one or two games where we've done a great job of finishing, and then there have been one or two games where our defense has bailed us out.
We've talked a lot about your defense, and certainly in the last couple of weeks has played extremely well and been one of the top ones in the CAA. talk about their improvement and some individuals that you feel have really made a difference and stood out on that unit.
Right. Well, you're right, and I think the defense has improved weekly, and they play with an attitude and an edge, and they fly around, and they're physical, and, we have a multiple scheme, so, we're capable of causing disruption, offensively. You know, to me, it always starts up front, and, Tristan Cox has done a nice job at nose guard, he's a freshman, and, Marcus Willoughby and Dondre Howe, Nick Grohl have really done a great job at defensive end. Linebacker Warren Messer has been, consistent since the first day of spring ball. I mean, he's just, if there's a better defensive player in the conference, I've got to see him. But, he's always multiple tackles for loss, interceptions, what have you. And, in the secondary, Tyler Campbell and Chris Blair at safety have done, really well. And both corners are getting better. Reeve Bennett and Greg Liggs. So, hopefully it continues. What we've done in the past is nice, but it really doesn't affect what's going to happen in the future. And I think these guys understand that. And that's the thing I'm probably happiest about up to this point with the team is just their mindset and how they approach their work on a daily basis and how they compete on Saturday. And I think they understand that, everything is earned, not given. And, consistency in performance leads to positive performance. So, we're anxious to get back on the field today, and I'm glad, we're back in game week. I think all the coaches kind of go through a little bit of a game withdrawal in those open weeks where you're just used to being so busy, and then you have a little bit of free time on your hand, and you're not quite sure what to do with yourself. So that's where we're at.
Your team is off to – has hit the midpoint 5-1. You're tied for first place in the CA at 3-0, and it's a spot in the top 25, and a spot that the Elon program hasn't been in before, at least since they've been in the CAA. How have you addressed your team about the start and maybe some of the expectations?
I really don't talk about those. I mean, we do talk about when we were starting to get ranked, we did, talking about kind of eliminating the clutter and the noise and staying focused on the things that are really important that affect performance. And, our guys are pretty mature and intelligent, and they've done a really good job of that. It's a daily deal for us, maximizing their opportunities, staying in the present moment, controlling the controllables. I mean, it's not sexy media talk, I understand that. But it's the best way to go about your business, and it puts yourself in the best position for success tomorrow, and it leads to improvement. And I think it's a big reason we are where we are.
Your team makes the trip to Rhode Island this week, a team that has played a couple of different quarterbacks and also has been pretty stout defensively, especially up front on the defensive line. As you started to look at Rhode Island, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Yeah, I think you hit it. I mean, offensively, they've got some really skilled people that you got to be aware of where they're at all the time. You got to do a great job, tackling in space. And obviously, the receiver is having a great year, and you got to know where he's at all the time because, he can catch a 6-yard ball and turn it into 80. And defensively, it all starts up front. The front is very impressive, one of the better ones, we've faced up to this point. And it'll be a challenge for our offensive line. I'm glad that's, one of our strengths. But it'll still be a challenge, play in, play out. They're a good football team. I mean, they've played extremely well at times, and then they've had some moments where they probably haven't played quite as consistent, as they would like. I think everybody's kind of like that. And it'll take a great week of preparation on our part, and we'll have to play extremely well, to have a shot.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for the time this morning, and then we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks.